Chad Olson Show. The Chad Olson Show.
This is the SOS Radio Network. SOS.
Gold is the best investment of the century, growing over 500% since 2001. But right on cue, the pundits on Wall Street are again saying the gold rush is now over. Mind you, they said the same thing when gold prices topped 500 and 1,000. What the founding fathers referred to as the friends of paper money have been dead wrong on gold for a decade. Well, Swiss America has been right on the money. Why? Because we understand gold is real money. It's no longer just a commodity. And now 90 experts all agree gold is going much higher. Call Swiss America for their new report, Gold Rush is No Bubble. It's free. Call now toll free, 866-883-2714. That's 866-883-2714. In today's uncertain world, gold is a wealth preserver, period. Is gold in a bubble? Call toll free, 866-883-2714. 866-883-2714. For their new report, Gold Rush is No Bubble.
Repeat after me. The US dollar is obsolete. The US dollar is obsolete. The US dollar is obsolete. A cashless society would be a vast improvement over the crude system we know today. This concludes today's indoctrination lesson, for the betterment of all mankind. The Chad Olson Show thanks you for your cooperation. Goodbye.
The Chad Olson Show. The Chad Olson Show.
Conservative legend Phyllis Schlafly. Welcome to the Chad Olson Show.
Hello, Chad. Always good to talk to you.
Former presidential advisor, author, and comedian Ben Stein. Welcome to the Chad Olson Show.
How are you, sir? And I appreciate those very kind words, and I'm humbled.
Colorado Congressman Bob Beaupre, welcome to the Chad Olson Show.
Great to be talking to you again, Chad. Happy New Year, since we haven't spoken yet this year.
International evangelist and author Ray Comfort, welcome to the Chad Olson Show.
Well, thank you for having me on. You've set the bar fairly high there, Chad.
Author and international television host Sid Roth, welcome to the Chad Olson Show.
Oh, it's my privilege, Chad.
South Dakota Lieutenant Governor Matt Michaels, welcome to the Chad Olson Show.
It's a privilege to be with you, Chad, and hello to all the listeners. Thank you for having me on.
Radio and television host Todd Friel, welcome to the Chad Olson Show.
Dude, you are as smooth as butter. I am so glad to meet you. I'm so glad you're there.
The Chad Olson Show. The Chad Olson Show. The Chad Olson Show. The Chad Olson Show.
What are you doing, Billy?
Oh, nothing. I'm just trying to decide what to buy with my $2.
Well, what seems to be the problem?
Well, everything's getting more and more expensive.
Billy, that's why you need the new Obama personal printing press.
The new Obama personal printing press? That sounds great.
That's right, America. New from Scamco, the Obama personal printing press, better known as the OP3. With inflation running out of control, we decided, why let Ben Bernanke have all the fun? When you're short on cash, do like the feds do. Just take out your Obama personal printing press and print up however much money you need.
I don't know. My grandpa always said we're supposed to budget wisely and learn the value of the dollar and save for a rainy day and all that.
Don't be ridiculous, Billy. With the Obama personal printing press, those days of hard choices and tight budgets are over forever. Now let's get that soda pop and candy bar taken care of. Here we go. There's another $5 for you thanks to the Obama personal printing press.
Attention shoppers. Due to currency manipulation in aisle 4, store prices are now 50% higher than marked. Thank you.
Mister, that sounds like a ripoff. Now prices are even higher and... Look, my dollar bill is shrinking.
Oh, don't worry your little head about that, Billy. As long as we have the Obama personal printing press fired up, how about throwing in that bicycle, maybe a couple of chainsaws, and maybe three or four of those new Apple iPods you like so much? Oh, stop being such a sissy boy, Billy. Don't you want to do business like the federal government?
Attention shoppers, all store prices have just been increased 200%.
Mister, my dollar keeps getting smaller and smaller. It's shrinking again.
Billy, you're such a killjoy. What could possibly be bad about an invention that gives free money to everybody anytime they want it? Now sing with me. You down with QE3? Yeah, you know me. You down with QE3? Yeah, you know me. Free money for everybody.
Mister, turn that thing off before you kill everybody in the whole store.
The makers of the Obama personal printing press are not responsible for mass chaos, Weimar Republic-style inflation, or societal breakdown. Batteries sold separately.
Mister, my dollar's getting smaller.
The Chad Olson Show. The Chad Olson Show. Of the Chad Olson Show on the podcast page at ChadOlsonShow.com. That's www.ChadOlsonShow.com. Log on now. The Chad Olson Show.
5. Pipeline remains uncertain and fears of a possible shutdown have workers and businesses worried. Fox and Friends First co-host Carly Shimkus is live in Toledo, Ohio, with more. Carly?
Rachel, that's right. The fate of the Line 5 pipeline does remain uncertain as Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer wants to shut it down. The Biden administration is looking into the environmental impacts of a replacement line. All the while, the hardworking people here in Toledo are worried about what that means for them.
Chad Olson Show.
Yeah, and of course, what do you do if these people were actually, and when I say they, these people, the Democrat communists, if they were actually concerned about the fate of the average person, or if they were actually concerned even about the political consequences of terrible policy and unpopular policy in America, is there any doubt across the nation, is there any doubt that gas prices are horrendously, and the way that the spike in energy prices is affecting the average person? Is there any doubt that this is hugely unpopular policy nationwide? Of course, there's no question about the reality of what gas prices are doing to the national mood, the way the average citizenry is reacting to the gas price across the country. There's no equivocation about which direction the wind is blowing on that. It's the reason that Biden and his cronies and everybody else in the intelligentsia of the deep state is trying so desperately to blame this and scapegoat Vladimir Putin for petroleum prices and petroleum companies, blaming the rise in prices on both Putin and, well, the profiteering of oil companies who are now being blamed. Of course, this is all made so much easier by the fact that neither the physical sciences or even the elementary of economics were taught to anybody in America in the public education system. Average American doesn't know the difference between Adam Smith and Adam Kinzinger. That's the reality of, they don't know Kinzinger from Kissinger, and they certainly don't know Adam Smith from Adam Kinzinger, and probably couldn't differentiate between those two gentlemen on the landscape or the stage of history, as it were. And so when these things happen, if you just point them in the direction, in the same way the soy boy idjerbots are running to Ukraine with their flabby little arms that can barely lift the remote control for the television, barely lift the selection module for their Fire Stick TV. This is just, it's so easy. It's easier than shooting fish in a barrel. So is there any doubt that they have rigged the entirety of the political system? If they're willing to now do this in the midst of a fuel crisis, in the midst of an inflation crisis across America that's been created by the policies deliberately instituted by Joe Biden and the Great Reset Democommunists, if there was any concern about political consequence for any of these idiots, do you think Meg Whitmer is in the process of shutting down another pipeline? If there was any concern at all about political consequence in 2022, do you think there would be anybody with any kind of sense realizes the optical disaster that this represents for the Democrat Party. And yet, look what they're doing. They're going to shut down another pipeline in America in the midst of a fuel crisis and a price crisis and an inflation crisis. Let's listen to this report on Fox News about what little Gretchen Whitmer is deciding to do, that authoritarian little Ewok in the state of Michigan, what she's planning on doing with this Line 5 pipeline.
This facility has been operating for 127 years.
This is where we bring the raw crude oil in for the initial distillation process here at the facility.
So this is where Line 5 connects to the Toledo Refining Company.
That's correct.
The Line 5 pipeline takes raw crude from Canada and transport it down through the Great Lakes, through the state of Michigan, and down, and there's a spur out here in Ohio. And it delivers 540,000 barrels a day of unrefined crude to the refinery and other places.
How many people would be affected if the pipeline were to shut down?
We have, between our hourly and salary full-time workforce, we run between 600 and 1,200 employees. And the implant study says each one of our jobs supports 16 jobs within the community. So that multiplication factor is really gets into an astronomical number of people affected.
It's what provides for my family. I'm not shy to say that growing up, my family didn't have a lot of money. And me getting this job allows me to provide a better standard of living than I had growing up.
Governor Whitmer, she wants the pipeline shut down. She feels like there's a section of it that's unsafe and it could create an oil spill. How do you feel about that?
I don't share that same level of risk. This pipeline is very robustly built, and it's highly unlikely that there'd be an incident with that with the pipeline.
Yeah, wind, yeah, solar, they're great.
Just stop it right there. So what Gretchen Whitmer is trying to float with the national community is that suddenly there's this pressing need. After 127 years, there is this pressing need regarding a certain section of the pipeline requiring the immediate shutdown of the Line 5 pipeline, which, as you heard right there, this is the place where crude oil goes through what we call the initial hard crack of the crude product as it's brought into the United States, broken down into distillates. They make tires in Ohio. Think about the things that happen in the Rust Belt, and you understand sort of the infrastructure of what happens. Average person has no clue what happens with the crude oil infrastructure in the United States. We bring the crude in, we break it down initially, and then those distillate components are shipped separately via other pipelines and branches to various portions and facilities of industry across the United States. And in the industrial sector, in the Michigan and Ohio region. And so there's this initial breakdown. And part of the reason the Canadian crude and tar sands and even Bakken crude are so attractive on the petroleum market is that they are a kind of crude which contains a very high percentage of the distillates. They're very easy. These kinds of crude oil are a very easy crack to the distillate market and to the tire market in terms of making tires. So the ease of the breakdown is a cost-saving generator. It's built into the kind of crude that's that comes out of both Canada and out of North Dakota. Very, very good for the distillation market, and an easier crack to some of these distillates than even the kind of crude oil that comes out of Saudi Arabia or even out of Russia, for that matter. And every product that you're able to take out of the burden of the gasoline distillation market, every product that you're able to make, the solvents and the various chemicals that are generated through the breakdown of crude oil, every product that you're able to make with this kind of crude oil, sour crude, as it were, every kind of product that you're able to take off of the burden of the kinds of oil that are used to make gasoline, that you're taking some of the burden off of the general distillate market that in turn allows the dedication of crude oil that's easier to make gasoline out of. You're taking the burden off of that, and that in turn has a larger multiplier effect on lowering the price of gasoline If this crude oil is available and is used, it has an even greater than a one-to-one impact on the crude oil market in terms of what we do with our gasoline and gasoline prices across the nation. I know this gets into intricate stuff, but when you look at the market breakdown, you take this stuff and you use this kind of crude oil for the creation of distillates and there's just all kinds of chemicals that are used and are created out of this kind of crude oil, and it has a bang-on effect in the marketplace in terms of taking the burden off of the wider gasoline market in the United States. The average person has no clue what this is. A pipeline is a pipeline is a pipeline. That's simply not the case when you look at the way this breaks down. This shutdown will have an even greater impact on the gasoline market in the United States. They go through with this, we're going to see $10 gasoline within a month. I'm just going to throw it out there. They shut down this Line 5 into Toledo, impacting and basically crippling the distillate market in the United States in terms of the number of products and the kinds of byproducts and the things that are created out of sour crude and the sour crude market in America. This is going to have an even greater impact on gasoline prices than when they announced the shutdown of the Keystone XL. That's just brass tacks. I'm going to predict $9 or $10 gasoline within a couple of weeks, maybe 3 weeks after they make this announcement. If they're really going to go forward with this shutdown, this is the lights out moment for the American petroleum sector. This is all being done by design. It is deliberate. And of course, they're attempting to destroy the United States as an economic force altogether. Look at the coalescence, the improbable coalescence of all of these events all at one time. And ask yourself what the likelihood would be, what the odds would be of these kinds of things. Just the mere happenstance, the suspension of disbelief that you have to engage to simply come to the point of realizing or thinking that all of these things are happening just organically in this moment. We are in the teeth of the Great Reset, and buddy, it is chomping down in ways that are just crushing the average person in the United States. Now, I took a little trip over the weekend, drove to Denver, Colorado for 3 days, and did some stocking up of some essential supplies and sort of getting the household ready for what is so obviously coming. And there are some grocery items and some staple items and things that you can't order. I needed some things that you simply can't order and have delivered to your doorstep. And of course, so I take one of my diesel pickups and we go down to Denver to pick up these supplies. Is this a cost-saving measure? No, absolutely not. But Frankly, I can afford the fuel costs in a way that the average person simply isn't able to absorb. Spent $400 round trip on diesel fuel in order to make this trip and to get the stuff that was needed to put into the storehouse, so to speak, to get ready for this coming collapse. And everywhere that I went and was filling up the tank had exactly the same conversation. People are nearly thoroughly awakened to what it is that's happening in this Great Reset moment. Talked to one guy at the pump and he goes, it's so obvious that everything is being done intentionally. Why are they trying to destroy us? Why are they trying to hurt us in the way that they're doing? But it's so obvious. On the one hand, it's heartening to realize that there's been such a degree of awakening on the part of the American people. But on the other hand, it is so terrifying to realize that there are so many of us who understand this has been done intentionally, and yet, what line is it going to take? What line has to be crossed in order for us to rise up as one and say, we're not going to put up with this, we're not going to sit back and watch as you simply destroy our nation, even as you want to go around the world and somehow defend the nation of Ukraine, even as you're destroying the United States with every single policy decision these idiots are making. Little Meg Whitmer, this little authoritarian demo-communist Ewok, I cannot stand the sight of her face in the state of Michigan. Her and her phony, that phony kidnapping plot where Four of the six people involved in the kidnapping were FBI agents, for God's sakes. Just so they can smear the Patriots as being anti-authoritarian and more of the slander and defamation against the Patriots set in the same way they've used January 6th against us as well. But you look at this decision, this Line 5 pipeline, they take this offline, it's going to be gasoline. Hell, it could be 12 or 15 bucks if they decide to go this route. They are destroying the American petroleum sector, and anybody who has any doubt about that is simply not bright enough and not fit enough to qualify themselves for future survival. But then again, that describes the vast majority of the mass media, American mediocre idiot, the American mediocre moron society that got us into this situation to begin with by voting for the likes of Joe Biden simply to avoid the hurt feelings, the angst, and the umbrage of, well, all those mean tweets by Donald Trump. God help us. Our stupidity is qualified as, societally, our stupidity is qualified as for the dustbin of history. Tell you what, Vladimir Putin and Xi Jinping are well aware of what's happening to the United States, and they're paying keen attention. That's the reason for the opportunism in this moment. I'm Team Putin, baby. You can think whatever you want. I'm certainly not going to be found on the same sideline and same team as the Call of Duty live-action role-play idiots who can't open their own Pringles cans in mommy's basement. Jackass idiots. Chad Olson Show, SOS Radio Network.
This is the SOS Radio Network. SOS.